Well, Russia has once again reiterated its stance on the Syrian situation. Moscow says achieving democracy through, quote, iron and blood just does not work. The foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says Moscow is opposed to a Western-backed military intervention in Syria as it only creates extremism and repression in the country. He said that is a fact which has already been proven in Syria in the past year and a half. Lavrov's remarks came at a Foreign Policy Council meeting in Moscow. The Russian official also voiced concern over efforts by some countries to establish a Libyan style campaign in Syria. Russia, along with China, vetoed a Western-backed Security Council draft resolution in July, which called for new sanctions against the Syrian government. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Ridwan Rizk, who is a political analyst who's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Rizk, thanks all for joining us. And I wanted to ask you, how significant is it that Russia is standing so strong in its point of view vis-a-vis Syria, as well as China, of course?
Well, the Russians came to a conclusion that changing in the Arab world through all these, what the so-called revolutions did not lead to any democracy at all. So in their strategic benefits in the area and with the support of the West to the rebels by massacring or doing all these killings in Syria will not lead to any democracy, or will change anything on the ground. With Akhdar Ibrahimi as a UN convoy to find a peaceful solution to the Syrian crisis, we find on the other side that the most of the Western countries, especially Britain and France, still doing all their best by giving almost all the support, of course, with the backup of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, by all means of what they call the supplies, by sending all the arms supplies and communication devices and electronic devices to the rebels, and this is has you know increased the. The problem and the increased the killing, increased the high casualties that we have seen the past 4 months, because we could know that the supplies, the armed supplies that have increased tremendously the past at least 3-4 months. And that led to more bloodshed in the Syrian, and that also led to some closed channels to find any solutions that could to lead to some serious talks with the regime, and to find any peaceful solutions among the oppositions and the regime. That we know that many factors that has the you know detonated the problem in Syria, because that we've seen that lots of people are getting into Syria from many many countries. It's the Syrian crisis, not an internal crisis anymore. It's becoming regional and international. That we've seen lots of people coming from all many countries, especially in the Middle East, gathering in Turkey and in Lebanon, sneaking in through the borders, and that we have, you know, that the number is increased by tens of thousands of fanatic Islamic movements who are being supported by the what they call the Wahhabis. Contractors in the region, and some Europeans, especially supporters, that we've seen tens of thousands now are fighting, and they're not Syrians; they are foreigners gathering from all over the places are fighting now, doing some things that we could not have expected that the Syrian people could do to their country. And this is brutal killings and massacres against civilians, children, destroying all the infrastructure in Syria. Is no longer for changing or demand of democracy by the Syrian people what they wanted to have from the first of the beginning. That what I've seen that Lavrov, you know, blaming the West for this, and this is leading to a dead end. And through this act from the Western countries will not at all lead to any peaceful solution. And this is against the will of the UN by sending Alakhdar Brahimi as a peaceful envoy to Syria.
Mr. Riss, if I could just come in, I wanted to ask as well about something else that Mr. Lavrov said. He compared what the West is doing in Syria a lot to what happened in Libya. How appropriate a comparison do you think that was?
Well, what happened in Libya, that we have a government, democracy is being built up or taking over. We are seeing some kind of what we call a civil war in Libya. And this is similar to what's happening now in Syria, because the West is not allowing any serious talk with the regime, and is not letting any solution to come through the talks with the oppositions. And this is leading to more destruction of Syria. And this would not lead to any near solution that we might see in the near future. So Russia is trying to call for the oppositions to meet in Moscow and to talk seriously about finding an internal Syrian solution to this crisis. But this will not come through, because we see as much as 200,000 Islamic fanatics gathering from all over the countries, being supported and supplied from the West and the Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And this is making the solution is unsolved at all. So Lavrov is blaming the West, because the West is having all the backup to these Islamic fanatics, and especially Al-Qaeda and other Islamic movements. And that will not find any near solution in the near future to the Syrian crisis.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Ridwan Risk, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Mr. Risk, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.